download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J Mornings with Zan.
Well, at the end of the day, you have to remember that we're like five dudes from Florida. And, you know, we never allow ourselves to forget that. And, you know, while it's cool, like, you know, meeting all the bands that you really like and, like, finding out that they're, like, okay people and, like, real down-to-earth people, too, it kind of helps you keep in line and keep a level head. Because at the end of the day, we're all indie musicians trying to, like, you know, make something resembling a living playing music. So it's not hard for us to, like, stay grounded and stay close to our roots.
I'm just sort of looking through the, I guess, the South by Southwest list of bands that I want to see, and I see a lot of that renaissance of the kind of 90s grunge meets sort of 60s surf guitar happening in a lot of bands that I want to see, like Best Coast and the drums as well. But that sound of kind of nostalgia that seems to be so popular at the moment, do you guys hear it? Do you feel like you're in a group of musicians traveling the same path at the moment, or is it not something that hits your ears?
Well, I don't know. I've never met Best Coast, but I'm sure... You know, I'm sure we get along. We're playing with her in California and stuff. But as far as the drums, like, following a similar path, like, I can't think of two bands that sound more different than Surfer Blood and the drums. But I guess that sort of, like, nostalgic tinge is an aesthetic choice that a lot of bands are making. I think it's pretty obvious why. Like, why would you not want to romanticize 60s surf culture? Like, I mean, what's cooler? It's, like, it's youthful. It, like, has a sense of, like, invulnerability and, like, it's unapologetic. I think it's something that a lot of people would look to more for, like, you know, the attitudes associated with it than, you know, just the fact that, like, you know, hang ten, bro, or whatever.
What else is the scene bringing the world in Florida in terms of the musicians and the bands that you're friends with and also that you see playing around Florida? What else is coming out of there that you're excited about?
Out of Florida? Well, the drums also originally from Florida. I actually saw Jacob, the guitarist, all the time at shows in Orlando because he was originally from Cocoa Beach, which is like 30 minutes east. Coming out of Florida, there's a guy called Million Young from like Fort Lauderdale, Miami area. He's starting to get some attention and, you know, his live show's coming together and I think he's going to do big things in the next 6 months. I need you in the here and now. Instead of dreaming up a way to spread your name across the world somehow. Now, you mentioned that this year is going to be a huge touring year for you. In amongst all of that madness, do you still get the chance to write songs? Are you going to be... Do you take some time out from working, from playing music, to sit back and write new music? Well, I don't really write on tour just because, you know, I can't really do it. I kind of need to, like, lock myself in a room to write. But when I'm home, I'm always recording demos and always, like, bouncing ideas kind of off myself and coming up with stuff and getting together and, like, jamming on stuff. So, yeah, so we have a lot of material for the next record. It just kind of needs to be hashed out and structured and everything else.
Never could be still for long, and I could never hold a job.
Are you going to join the many hundreds of bands who refuse to stay at home, and are you going to move to Brooklyn?
I don't know. That's a tough question because we've definitely talked about it. But first of all, do I want to be paying rent on my apartment in Brooklyn when I'm on tour 8 months out of the year? And secondly, when I come home from tour, do I want to go to, you know, my nasty roach-infested apartment in, like, somewhere in Bushwick that's, like, as big as this table? I don't know. Florida, it's not the best, but it's nice to come home. And when I come home, it feels like home. So that's, I don't know. I can't really answer that right now, but it just doesn't make sense for us right now.
So apart from touring, what else does 2010 hold? More recording, some adventures? What do you want to do this year?
I'm excited to get back home and start working on stuff because I think a lot of the material we have for the second release is really good, and we already have, like, a single that we've recorded maybe as a follow-up. That's always fun. I mean, there's a good deal of pressure, like, after you have a debut that comes out to, you know, and we're so thankful for all the good reviews that we've gotten, but I think a lot of people expect you to produce something immediately, and we're just not ready to produce something until we've completely hashed it out and until it's ready to go.